Welcome to Rialaron International Ministries Incorporated with Anne Elizabeth, where real people meet a real God.
Without failure, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Proverbs 11:3. Do you know the Bible is like a coin? You know, there's one side's heads and one side's tails on a coin. And you know, the Bible is like a coin, the righteous and the wicked. You know, there's always a scripture for the righteous and there's a scripture for the wicked, meaning this is what will happen for the righteous and this is what will happen for the wicked. And it always comes to pass because God is not mocked. A man will reap what he has sown. But the good news about God is that you can start over. You can start over today. Just say, God, forgive me. Get things right. Start to bring reformation into your life. Pick up the book and begin to obey God and let him unravel all of the bad choices you've made. That's the good thing about Christianity. You don't have to stay in the puddle that you have created. God wants to pick you up, brush you off, and give you a new life. You know, integrity is someone that is exactly what they say they are. Integrity is like a clear glass. You can see right through it. Integrity never lies. Integrity is honest and open. And sometimes openness can hurt. You know, even God's word, he says, my word is sharper than a two-edged sword, cutting away that which is death off of you. Because Jesus is life, Satan is death, and Jesus wants nothing of the devil in your life, on your life, and produced through your life. So anything that is not of him, he's coming with a way to cut it out and cut it off your life. Give it to him because it will never create life for you. There is no life in death. There is no life in the demonic kingdom. Life is only found through Jesus. You know, and integrity is a character trait, a fruit of God. Integrity has reward. I like that. I like that. Due to the fact that I have integrity, I am rewarded by God for having integrity. And you know, there's nothing as good and wholesome and pure and wonderful as integrity. You don't ever have to look behind your back or worry about things. You're doing what is right in front of the Almighty, and he gives you what is right. You're sowing righteousness, and you're reaping righteousness. And when the storms come, you know that storm is going. Just as Jesus did when Jesus slept on a pillow during the middle of the storm. And they woke him up and said, Master, Master, don't you care if we perish? And he says, where's your faith? And he got up and rebuked the storm. We don't need to get all helter-skelter, chaotic mess in a storm. We can walk it out in peace knowing that we have sown integrity. And we will reap integrity from God. For God rewards the life of his righteous. Integrity is the Hebrew word timnah. Timnah. And timnah means innocence. Innocence. Integrity in the Hebrew language means innocent. Have you ever looked in the face of a newborn baby? Or have you ever looked in the face of a lamb? The kind they slaughtered for the remission of sin in the Old Testament. Perfectly pure and innocent. And that's what integrity is. It's innocence. So we can examine our lives and let God point out the issues that need to go that aren't so innocent, you know? And let him clean us up and bring us to innocence. You might have a six-pack of beer in your refrigerator. That's not integrity. That's not innocence. That's perversion to God. And he says perversion is destroyed, where innocence and integrity is rewarded. God doesn't want you to have alcohol in your home. God doesn't want you puffing away on cigarettes and watching porn and going to strip clubs and cheating on your taxes. God doesn't want sin in your life. God wants innocence. And you want innocence because you will reap a reward from God for your integrity or your tamna, which is innocence. It's beautiful. And also, the Lord guides the life of the innocent. You know, right in the book, it says in Proverbs 11:3, the integrity of the upright shall guide them. So the innocent look to God for everything. Father, they are totally dependent upon the Father in the kingdom of God through Jesus. 100% dependent upon God for their life, for all of their life, and all of their existence, and all of the godliness they need. They are 100% dependent upon the one that sits on the throne. The angels go around him and say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." And holy is innocence, purity, undefiled, without iniquity. Trust him today and clean your slate of perversion and come in to the reward of innocence.
Briella Ron International Ministries Incorporated appreciates all of its faithful covenant partners and wishes each and every one of you a beautiful life with Jesus. Please visit Briella Ron today at www.briellaron.org.